Welcome to another episode of Diva Court. I'm your host, Marsha Mignot, and with me is my co-diva.
Hey, y'all.
Dana Smith, government names that will be. We are here live again for you this Tuesday night because we want to make sure, listeners, don't go to bed until you get your edutainment with us here at Diva Court. Don't forget to look for us every week and find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
Google us.
Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday when we push them out on YouTube real good so you can see the many colors. We've got colors tonight, listeners. Tonight we are doing aqua. Aquamarine.
Yes.
It's like Little Mermaids.
I think I have marine and you have aqua.
No, we have the same thanks to the cameras. A picture says 1,000 words, listeners. Sometimes it's 1,000 cuss words, but not tonight. What are we talking about tonight on Diva Court? Remember, don't turn your phones off yet. Catch this story.
Make sure you comment quickly so we can address your questions. The people want to know. They want to talk to
us. They want to know. Okay, that diva wants to hear from you.
Yes.
Not that this diva don't want to hear from you, but any trolling can go that way.
The people love me.
Okay, listeners, what's hot tonight is a YSL attorney has been arrested and charged with gang activity. What are we talking about? We're talking about an up-and-coming young female attorney here in Atlanta, Georgia, who was representing one of the YSL defendants, doing a fantastic job, making it to magazines about the new and upcoming defense counsel of the year, and boom, career just dropped. Why did it drop? She texted a suspect in a murder case and shared with him that he had a warrant for his arrest. And where does she go awry? Because telling him he had a warrant is not the problem, listeners. But it's telling him to dump and destroy evidence. You better give her that phone. What's your take?
You know how you're supposed to vigorously represent your client. Did I say that right? Vigorously.
Zealously.
Vigorous is not a...
Vigorous? It's zealous representation.
Can you say vigorously?
You can say vigorous. Okay. But it's
she zealous. Vicariously. She vicariously. That's why I was going with it. You know how you're supposed to vigorously?
She vicariously.
Messed that all the way up. And found herself into somebody's
speaking
prison.
Of zealous. You know what's crazy, though? That wasn't her client.
I know, that's crazy.
So she went vicarious somewhere else.
Well, that is what you call, going to this camera, that is what you call great customer service. You know what I'm saying?
No, great advertisement.
Right. Like, you so amped to make sure that you represent somebody, that you let them know you got a warrant and you need to do X, Y, and Z to get rid of the evidence.
It was a commercial.
Right. Call me.
Hey, you have a warrant for your arrest. Dump that evidence and call me next.
Right.
Call me when you get to the jail.
Right.
That is psychotic.
Right.
Come on
you know
now.
How they have those personal injury commercials like, did you just get out of a car accident? Did you just find out that you had a warrant for your arrest?
Call Attorney Faith.
Do you not have insurance on your car?
Call me.
Do you have the evidence still at home?
Do you have the evidence you haven't destroyed? Right. Destroy it and then call me.
Destroy it again.
Yeah, that is psychotic.
Call me now.
I don't understand how someone would ruin a legal career just to tell someone that they have a warrant.
She about to bring down the whole mafia or something.
You think so?
It's something. Something is a little fishy.
You don't think she just wanted to be famous as the Janetta Cochran of Atlanta? That she got a little bit outside of herself?
I don't know. It's
sometimes you can be so hungry to be, you know, the best at what you do and for people to acknowledge you and you know, give you accolades and say how great you are. And
but
how
why
fantastic.
Would she know to throw his phone? Oh, she must have heard that they needed a warrant for his phone.
Well, she was in the middle of her trial. So something had to come out in her trial to give her notice that the phone was going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe her client told her, hey, I think he's got some evidence on his phone or pictures of it on his phone. So she was like, okay, well, I'll help you, friend. I'll just tell him, dump the phone.
maybe he was going to pay her to do it. Maybe it's because her client, got that, some
listeners, is not
allegedly.
How this works. Okay. So she's out on bond. She got a $40,000 bond. And the issue is, how is this going to end? I suspect, and we need to follow it, that the State Bar of Georgia should be on her heels right about now. Mm. Because that's a felony.
Did we? This is another attorney we need to look into.
We've got so many.
Diva
Court is going to have an episode, Whatever Happened To. And it'll all be lawyers who've been arrested.
We do need to go down all these lawyers that have been arrested in Georgia. And, you know, do they still have their license?
Yes. What happened? What was the punishment? Did they get what they...
But that is like... That's like... You don't need to... That's... unethical and criminal. Like, you're broke.
That's
you can't be no attorney no more.
That's a problem. I can think of at least two, and bar rules are a lot. I can think of at least two that would have violated those conducts. Mm. Now, I don't understand, because here's the thing. Here's what's peculiar. In order for you to lose your license, your conduct does not have to be criminal. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. So the state bar doesn't even have to wait until the final adjudication of her criminal charges before they pursue.
So it could just be the appearance.
No, it could be that it's an ethics violation. Because remember, ethics violations are these civil rules of professional conduct that an attorney should not engage in.
If it's alleged, how can they say that she violated the... are you telling me that she would have to present in front of the state bar and then...
Correct, because remember, you still have a hearing.
But this is a criminal case.
No.
So now, is it anything she can say can go against her in a court of law?
But remember, and that would be the issue for her, is that she would end up in bar proceedings where if she testified in the bar proceedings, it could be used against her in a criminal proceeding.
How fair is that?
So if the prosecution wants to be real dirty, they will file a bar complaint against her. Because remember, a bar complaint can be filed by any citizen.
So what you'll have to do is just...
You got to plead the fifth. I mean, you can't testify
plead the fifth, they still can... They can still...
Yeah, because they can go by whatever evidence they have. Because remember, if you plead the fifth and they've subpoenaed, because remember, they still have subpoena power. They can subpoena documents.
So it's no point in pleading the fifth. You might as well just
save yourself.
I guess if you plead the fifth, then that gives you room to appeal.
Yeah, you could appeal if you win the criminal case. You could come back and say, hey, I pled the fifth and I couldn't testify and yada, yada. So there are appellate rights associated with both proceedings, because you could be convicted and still have an appellate right and get overturned. Because mm-hmm. that happened here in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Remember that case? Mm-hmm. Remember, there was a young man, listeners, here in Georgia who was in the military, and he was having a mental episode, and someone called the police, and
we talked about that last week.
They shot him. Mm-hmm. They shot and killed him, and the Supreme Court overturned the conviction because of some trial issues. So she could end up going to trial, getting convicted, and it could still be overturned.
So it's her best just plead the fifth.
Hey, I don't know what she's going to plead, but... If it's 5 or 6 or 7, but that's a problem when you're calling a suspect and telling the suspect to do something with
allegedly.
Okay.
The according police is like, she is guilty.
That's what the prosecutor is saying.
She is dead to rights.
The prosecution is saying that, which they usually say for anybody anyway. So she still has her due process rights. And counsel, good luck to you. Hopefully. The allegations against you?
I got pulled over by the police today.
Again?
Shut up.
How many stories are we going to have?
I got pulled over the police. Do you know you can't eat and drive at the same time?
Well, if it's distracted driving, like if you're actually changing lanes and running off the road to lick your burger. Yes.
Well, I wasn't.
Wasn't paying attention?
I was driving erratically.
That's because you probably were focused on your meal.
I was going like this.
Did you get a warning?
Yeah, he didn't give me a ticket.
Oh, that was sweet. Ma'am, your food smells so good.
I'm on my way to my attorney's office.
he would say, well, you're going to have to call her from jail because I'm taking you into custody.
Sir, I'm not getting out this car.
We'll beat you out of it.
You have no reason to pull me out this car.
No.
I'm ready for a lawsuit.
He smelled your meal and he said, okay, I'll just give you a warning because I got to go get some of that for myself.
Right. I don't know if he wanted poke.
You made him hungry. You made him hungry when he smelled it. Wait, are you serious?
I need to drink for real.
You cannot drink to that. Mm-hmm. You got pulled over. We don't drink to getting pulled over. Okay?
We drink for not getting a ticket.
Now that I'll drink to. Yes. For getting a warning.
He was like, you know, you shouldn't be eating and driving. I said, that's a thing? That's a thing?
That's not legal?
All right. That's a problem? That doesn't mean that I
it's not an admission.
That's not an admission.
I'm just asking a question.
I was asking. That's a problem.
That's a problem. I can't do that. That's good.
I can't do that.
That's good. That's good. So thank goodness that you didn't get a citation. And good luck to your counsel.
Because I was like, why is he behind me? I'm like, I'm moving over.
He's moving over. Did he not blue light you?
He did, but that makes sense. He said, now that I think about it. He was like, you're just driving erratically. No, you behind me. I'm trying to get out the way so you go get who you get.
Okay, so you couldn't explain that. Well, it's a good thing you didn't get a citation.
Because it was like, what you mean I was driving erratically?
At first you were when he saw you. And then you were trying to get away from it.
Right, I tried to move out the way because I know you. I'm not, my seatbelt's on.
Hey, that's called fleeing.
I just committed to fleeing.
Fleeing a burger.
When I went over, he went over. I was like, oh, snap.
Fleeing with the evidence, right. The burger.
You should have called me and told me to get rid of the food.
All right, listeners. Talua, is that the correct name? Talua Willis, Bruce Willis's daughter, has made a public announcement that she was diagnosed with autism as an adult. Can you believe that somebody could get to their 30s
and not get diagnosed? I know a few people who might need
to get evaluated. Oh my God, tell me they're not in your household. You might want to keep silent. Remember, you still got to go home and live with them. Yeah, I can't believe somebody would make it to 30 and not be, especially somebody with a famous father.
Maybe it wasn't, I mean, because, you know, back then it wasn't that prevalent, you know, as far as like.
We didn't know what it was.
So but now everybody has autism and ADHD.
ADHD was popular all along.
Yeah.
But the autism spectrum is getting more popular.
There's a lot more people.
I think it's something we're eating. I think it's something that
I wouldn't say that. I think it's more of a people are now recognizing it more, and now it's showing up.
You think they were ignoring
it? I think people were ignoring it because people always ignore.
That's just how he is. That's just how he is.
He's just a little quirky.
You know, he's a little off.
They say quirky.
He's just a little quirky. So I think now that they've got a better understanding of what autism is, like they can actually be like, oh yeah, that's it too, and oh yeah, that's it too.
Yeah, we forgot. Oh yeah, that's it too. Super extreme. In order for people to recognize that they're, you know, you have to be missing.
Not necessarily because it's a spectrum. So they have high function.
The spectrum is a new thing.
Yeah.
That it used to be on and off. It used to be you have it or you don't. And what they meant by have it is you like severely have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you nonverbal, I guess that's the stuff they would be like, okay, he's nonverbal.
I remember like in the special education class and you see all the kids who are like extremely, you know, suffering from, you know, whatever they have. So not everybody's like that.
But kudos to her for coming out because I think that's going to help a whole lot of other people. I am big on sharing what you've found and how you can help others by sharing your story.
Yeah,
and
they having say individuals that's a childlike spirit.
Is that what that is?
Back in the day.
Spirit. Instead of diagnosing you, they say you got a childlike spirit. Or you're quirky. Or they come up with excuses.
Yeah, you know, he'll throw it off a little bit.
That's what it is.
A little off a little bit.
Well, thank goodness. Hopefully there are other individuals that could be blessed by it.
You know, especially with adults, like if adults got tested, it would make you deal with them in a different way.
It would. Because you know what you're dealing with. Yeah. And that's why I am big on making sure that you
share. I'm about to
get
tested so you can be nice to me.
Oh, is that what you need?
Like, she a little off. She a little thrown off.
Oh, I won't be mean to her because she's on the spectrum. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I'd be like, shake yourself up at your bootstraps.
I just recently took a personality test and I realized the older I get.
You were blonde?
No.
Oh, okay.
The older I get, you were legally blonde. The more antisocial. And when I say antisocial, like the more less social I am. It's crazy. But
is that what the test said? I think the test is wrong.
If you read it, I think you would think it was right.
So you're more antisocial.
I'm more like, I'm like
a loner.
I don't have to
like you're an introvert.
I'm an introvert extrovert.
Okay, listeners.
That's the thing.
Wait a minute. That's a whole thing. Wait a minute.
Wait, like this test said that you were an introvert.
No,
extrovert.
Not this particular test.
Oh, because I was going to say.
I'm an on and an off at the same time.
I took the test that, that gives you the letters before. But what it is that, you know, I can be by myself. Like, I don't have to be around other people to get energy. Like, extroverted people, they need to be around people. And they take their energy from other people. I don't have to do. Like, I can show up and be chill by myself.
I think I'm an. Wait. Before I describe myself as something,
you probably introvert.
What's the definition of an extrovert?
Somebody who needs the energy of other people to, like, you know what I'm saying? They thrive off the energy of other people. They got to always be the center of attention. You know what I'm saying?
That's an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I thought an extrovert.
She's close. She's close. It's more like they enjoy the company of people, and yeah. If they're out without the company of people long enough,
you can get depressed.
You can get depressed or slightly.
So they need that energy
down from that.
Okay.
So people give them joy.
Yeah.
Introverts are more like.
So who's the person that's just like they meet people and they never met a stranger and they talk to everybody and they interact with everybody. What's that? Yes, I thought that was that.
That's an extrovert. Yeah.
That's an extrovert.
I thought that was extrovert.
Yeah.
But then if the person doesn't have to have the people around.
That's why I'm saying I'm an introvert. Like, I don't need.
It sounds like you need a new term.
Yeah. We need a third term.
It might be there and we just don't know that term.
Yeah.
How
about a middlevert?
Can you just Google, introvert, extrovert and just see what comes up? But that's how I am. Like,
middlevert. You're a middlevert.
I can go into a party and not have to talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can be cool. I can just chill, whatever. But I also know that if I do interact, attention will gravitate towards me.
Because you cut up.
You know I will.
So what you're telling me is that humans are complex creatures that can't really be labeled, right?
That's correct. There you go. So take your label off. Ooh,
there it is.
Final. Verdict.
You know, for people who don't want
to order, because that was good.
I was about to go to the.
That's a verdict.
I was about to go to another. The people who don't want to be labeled always have more new labels every month. Is a new label for the people like don't label me, but I'm a blah 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 blah.
Whoa,
blah,
you blah. Hey, they said don't you label me. You don't get it. They didn't say they didn't want a label. They just said they don't want you to do the labeling.
I see what you're saying. I'm a slow blah, down. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they
blah,
say slow blah, down. Blah. The labels is not
with
for
a
you.
Side of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They said they want to do the
they
labeling.
They label themselves. Yeah. And then they tell me what to label them.
No, because they already labeled themselves.
Yeah, I already labeled me, so just call me what I labeled myself. Thank you. Okay. Don't create a new label.
Why are you wasting all these labels when I already did it for you?
So you're going to label yourself? No, maybe not. Not after that test.
It's too much energy.
Oh. You know what's crazy? I did a test like that one time, but it was a career test. You know, one of those tests that you fill out and it's like, which career?
Oh, we got a commenter. They said it's empath.
Oh, empath. It's not an introvert, extrovert. It's an empath.
Empath. All right.
Thank you, listener.
If I'm not mistaken, I thought an empath is someone who can feel the feelings of others.
Ooh, you might be right.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to double check that.
I'd be like, shut up and get your life together.
No, because you don't feel the empathy.
I do not be feeling no empatheticness. No. I'd be like, stop being weak. Tough it up. Tough it up.
She's a psychopath, but not an empath.
I am closer to a psychopath. So what? You were supposed to be on your job, Mr. Producer.
Hey, you wanted me to put out the comments.
I do. Thank you for the comments.
So how you asking for comments? Producer say you're asking for too much, okay?
Yeah.
So
I don't think I'm not a person who feel other people's feelings. Like, I can be empathetic, but I'm not about to, because I know people who, like, if you start crying, I start crying, then we start boohooing together. I'd be like,
No, you don't. You are empathetic. No, you would cry too.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah, because I remember Larry. Hold on a second, Larry. Yeah, you get involved.
No, that was different. No,
but my point is, you will get involved.
Check yourself. You will get involved. You're out of control.
So, yeah, you'll get involved.
No, I'm talking about like if you started like.
No, but that's connected to empathy though.
My child.
Because you're empathetic to the fact that somebody was getting attacked
that's true.
Unfairly.
Right, I got the term. The term is ambivert. AMBIVERT. Someone who is balanced both introvert and extrovert.
Ambivert. So you're an ambivert.
Yeah. What's the difference? What's the definition?
With the ability to lean more into one or the other depending on the context.
Yeah.
Being able to switch
introverted
tendencies.
We're
bipolarvert.
That's a whole different thing.
Labels. Hold on there, because we're about to make some up.
Yeah, because I'm low. I can just chill, you know, and
see there.
Producers not be
pushing out. Yeah, ambivert.
Ambivert or ambivert? I'm assuming.
Oh, there is an ambivert.
No, that's what it is. Like in
he's
between.
Saying the pronunciation is either ambivert.
I'm a bivert. Just making it up.
As long as she's not a pervert.
I mean, words are made up, but we make these words up to have meaning.
Let's not make that one up, please. Don't put that label
perversion
on.
Perversion is just different.
Put that label down, please.
Perversion is only different from the norm.
Excuse me?
That's what the definition is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the definition. It's
well,
different from
let
the
me tell you what the norm is. Don't try that at home.
You don't want to be labeled.
No.
Even if you are different from the norm.
I don't you want don't you to use that label. Don't you dare.
Marcia,
you better say, I'm different from
the
norm.
You're a pervert.
No, ma'am.
I don't know any perverts like you.
No, ma'am. I will not. Let me take my labels.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You're the best pervert I know.
No, ma'am. I am different from the norm.
That's why I called you that.
Use all those words. Don't shortcut it.
Built
Thank
different.
You.
Built different. That's what we're
doing. Built different. Yeah. Built to last. How about
built
that?
Built for tough.
Hey, that's it.
That's the first time I've seen a producer laugh off of a joke I said.
You're killing the producer.
Stupid. I'm weighing you down, boy. I'm weighing you down.
She's killing
stupid.
Me.
I done said better jokes, and I just don't understand why that's
that
the one.
That
chose.
One. That one. That's
the one he chose.
That's because you went with the pervert first.
I was wearing him down. He did smug like it was a little funny.
No credit.
Let's get back on topic.
No credit. That's right. Why are you driving
you're
the train? You can't drive this train. I'm the driver. You don't you see me at the wheel?
You're losing the
good Lord.
You gave the
Supreme
wheel
Court.
Jesus.
Let's talk about the Supreme. I know. Take the wheel and drive fast. Supreme Court listeners, he clears the way for the Texas SB4 state law that makes it legal for them to put out illegals.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Hey, let me tell you something. You're not the federal government. All right, what are we talking about? The state of Texas passed SB4, which is a bill that is going to make it lawful for the state of Texas to arrest and deport illegal immigrants who enter the state. The federal government asked the Supreme Court to intervene and create a problem by staying the SB4. And the Supreme Court said, no, you have a federal court. Your federal court in the Fifth Circuit needs to do their job. And they did their job after they heard the Supreme Court's ruling. They said, let's have a hearing the next day. What's your take?
My take is, can the police pull you over and ask you for your papers?
That's
outside
the
of
problem.
A driver's license?
That's the
outside of a driver's license.
That's the problem. You look illegal. Whoop, whoop. Hey. Right.
By the way, the word the listeners want you to use instead is, what was it, eccentric?
Ah.
They want you to use eccentric, yeah.
Oh, I'm eccentric. Don't use pervert.
Oh, for
thank
her.
You, listener.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I love eccentric.
Was that Jack Hay?
You don't know who that is. Stop pushing my listeners out. Thank you, listener. Eccentric.
Eccentric.
Like anyway, back to your
topic. I'll wear that label. Back to the Supreme Court. What's
right,
your
take? But
that's
the thing, right? You can't ask people for their papers.
Well, you're not the federal government. So keep in mind that the federal government, listeners, control borders. It's called Customs Border Protection. They're responsible for things that come into the country. Boats, planes, trains, people.
And automobiles.
Automobiles. They're responsible for that. So what their problem was, the federal government's problem was, here comes the state trudging on, trampling on rights that belongs to the federal government.
Federal rights, is it?
Federal rights, that is. Federal rights in the Constitution.
You know, that was given, what was that show, the Gray, with the grandma, and it was Gray, and they had the oil.
Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah,
that's it. You know what I'm saying? At the end, when it say, white skies and blue skies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, Beverly Hillbillies.
Right, when you said that is.
That is. That is in their, their.
And their song.
Their theme song.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the state of Texas should be able to blue light a vehicle.
Well, I guess what the state of Texas is saying, federal government, get on your job. Like, why do we got to do your job?
Well, here's the thing. Let's apply that.
I'm okay with illegals being here.
Let's apply that with
a concept.
Is
that what I'm supposed to say? Oh!
No. It's the concept.
You can't say illegal aliens. You can't say undocumented. You can't say any of those terms anymore.
Wait.
Did you know in New York you can't say pizza, rats, cheese,
no,
Subways?
That's the thing. Google that.
Crips, Bloods. Yeah. Can't say none of that.
That's the thing.
Wait.
That you will get fined.
It's illegal. You'll get arrested.
Is there a statute to go with that?
Can you Google that in New York?
Yeah, I'll Google the statute.
He's not going to do it.
There's a
statute.
Listeners, unfortunately, it's embedded in me to ask for, can I have a statute to go with that? I need to know what the law is because I am not going to speak on diva court. See the court part? This is the diva part.
I'm the court part. I'm the street part.
That's the diva. This is the court.
Right.
Okay.
The streets are talking,
but the court is not.
This is coming from the Heritage Foundation.
Is there not another article? Does that mean the law is not there?
It means that they're most likely lying. This is the Heritage Foundation.
Just keep looking.
Because I
got that off of Black Twitter. I heard that.
Oh, they can't be lying too?
No, I'm just saying like.
Oh, they could be repeating bad information.
That's what I'm saying. Like
garbage in, garbage out.
But in Canada, which is America's cousin.
But it's not America.
Close to New York. You know they can't say the N-word out there.
Well, you're not supposed to say the N-word anywhere because it's not.
Oh, okay, I see what they mean. I see what's happening. It's like, okay, what they're saying is it's equivalent to harassment. You can't do it to humiliate, harass, or with the intent to demean.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Just like how we have laws in the state of Georgia that harassing communications in Georgia is a statute.
So if I'm cussing somebody out, so are you telling me I can't cuss somebody out?
No. They said harass. So say, for example, you and I are in an argument and you say it and it's like, whatever, don't talk to me. And you go, I'm going to email her. I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to harass.
Is that what the statute says?
It says harassment.
It's equivalent.
Is that what harassment
means? Equivalent to harassing anybody with any kind of words, honestly.
When you say harassment means like written documents.
Something you would file a TPO against.
Yeah. I can say, I'm going to file a TPO because she won't stop. I've told her to stop.
How many cuss outs does it take?
Oh, my word. It's not
how many cuss outs does it take to get a TPO? That's what you said.
Exactly. How many times?
The same amount of cuss outs it takes to get a TPO.
How many times can I cuss you out before you file them papers on me?
The same amount of cuss outs as a TPO is like, what
get
it's going
to
take.
Get your illegal ass up out of here.
No, you can email. I'm going to call ICE on you because you know you illegal. Please stop harassing me.
So you can't call ICE on someone who's undocumented?
You can always call ICE on somebody that's undocumented.
Is that a violation of the law?
No, you're not harassing them. You're reporting them.
Harassing them as in like.
You better. Oh, that would be extortion. Like you better give me this money before I call ICE on your ass.
Or not knowing if they're actually illegal or not and you're harassing them that way.
Yeah, like, you're not. Oh, the Bertha movie.
And they're like,
that would be great.
I'm
Obama. Obama went through hell with that Bertha.
It's like somebody saying, I'm Puerto Rican. And they're harassing them to say you're illegal.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, by the way.
Makes sense.
Who are you explaining that to the audience?
To the audience. Because a lot of people don't know that Puerto Rico is a territory.
That is true.
You look.
No. Don't laugh. Because you know that we know of cases where people have tried, ICE has tried to deport people who were where? From Puerto Rico. So don't laugh, listeners. Don't laugh.
You think ICE should know?
No. ICE does not know, because not everybody that works at ICE has any sense.
How far does this document have to go up the chain?
Once I take you into custody and they finally bring you before a judge and say, hey, judge, we're placing him in removal proceedings.
We're sending him back to Puerto Rico.
We're sending him back to Puerto Rico.
And the judge will be like,
I'm going to issue the order to dismiss this removal case because you're an idiot.
You're an effing idiot.
And I'm going to report you to your supervisor because you have to be fired or retrained if they're going to keep you.
I have a question. If you have a green card and you become a U.S. citizen via a green card and you commit a heinous crime, can they still deport you?
Wait. You're already a citizen?
No, you have a green card and you become a U.S. citizen via the green card. Like, that's your way of getting a citizen.
No, you can't. So you're already a citizen. You became a U.S. citizen. Because a permanent resident is not right, a citizen.
So you got the nationality?
No,
once you have citizenship, you're a citizen.
Yeah. Right.
The end.
So right. If you become a U.S. citizen, so you have a permanent resident card, you apply for citizenship, you become a citizen.
What I'm saying is I wasn't going to say if you're a U.S. citizen, can you get deported? That's not what I'm saying.
No, because if you become a U.S. citizen, you can't be
right,
deported.
Right. So even if you have a green, if you start.
If you're a permanent resident.
If you're a permanent resident. So I'm from Jamaica.
Right.
I move here,
right.
I get my green card,
right.
Then I do my N-400, I become a U.S. citizen.
Right.
I do let's say I commit treason against the government.
Right.
Can I be deported back to Jamaica?
No, you're going just to American jail. Yeah. Okay.
You're
going to
stay in treason jail. Okay. In treason prison.
Okay.
It's a one-way street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Citizenship, you can't turn back.
Once you become a U.S. citizen,
you're done. The only caveat to reversal of U.S. citizenship
is fraud.
Okay. If you got your U.S. citizenship fraudulently, listeners, lied about your birth, used somebody else's birth certificate to get your green card, lied about your marriage, committed polygamy to get your green card because you was married to somebody else, and then you married somebody else, and then you get the green card, then you become a citizen, we'll reverse it if you got it fraudulently. That's everything in America. However, you get fraudulently, you cannot keep.
There are some politicians that want to get rid of that.
Oh, they want to get rid of the fraud?
No, they want to get rid of the ability to not be able to revoke citizenships if it's just like you did a crime. Like
want it to be treated as a permanent resident card.
Yeah, they want.
No, I don't think so.
Or even
the purpose of citizenship then wouldn't make sense.
That means y'all have to pay them paperwork.
Or even for people that are born in America. Like, for instance, someone comes to America and they're not a citizen and they have a child in America.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to.
They want to get rid of that as well.
They call them anchor babies.
They call them on Black Twitter. They call them tethers now.
It's anchor babies.
I understand that it's anchor babies, but I said, what y'all describing is an anchor baby. Well, the new age is tethers.
Oh, so that's the 2000.
Well, there are some people that want to get rid of it, even though it's very dumb, but whatever.
You, it wouldn't make sense because that means anybody born in another country, the other country could say, okay, you're born here, so you're not Jamaican. Oh, you're born here, not Bahamian. You're born here, but you.
But you know, if you're born in China, you're not Chinese.
What are you?
Isn't it some countries that you, just because you are born there?
No, that's different. I think you're talking about whether the child gets automatic citizenship if the parent is a citizen.
I mean,
some of those circumstances, a child is automatically, some countries. If you are a citizen, even no matter where you have the child is considered by that government a citizen. But there are countries that say, that's why people will talk about dual citizenship. Oh, I have dual citizenship.
Like, I thought like in China, if you were born, and it could be a different country, but if you're born there and your parents aren't citizens, you're not going to be a citizen.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, certain countries do, certain countries don't. It just depends on the country's laws.
Their immigration laws as well.
It also depends on what they think. Because honestly, at the end of the day, you want the most citizens as possible, because the most citizens as possible get you the most
money.
Yeah, you get the most economic benefits. Mm-hmm. And the lower your population, the more screwed you are.
That's true.
Talk to Japan.
Ask the countries that are dying off and have no young people.
It's not Japan. The worst one right now is Korea.
Korea.
Wow.
And it's low key.
But was it in China too, though, right? Because they was only having like one.
No, they were over. They were limiting.
They still have
that's what I'm saying. But they stopped that. They stopped the limiting.
They stopped the limiting
because they were becoming us too small.
Not too small. They were too lopsided with their population. A lot of women were falling outside the citizenship because parents would have a girl, and they're like, oh, girls aren't really valuable here. So
bye.
They either get adopted to America or another country, or they're not even a citizen. They just don't exist on the map.
Which is crazy. Now, where are you going to have these babies from? If the girls are gone, who's going to have the baby?
What are they giving out, handing out abortions to?
Who's going to have the baby if the girls are born?
I think they was having
out. I don't know exactly.
If you don't have any girls to have the babies, then
I just remember that if like a lot of couples would like they wanted a boy as the first child because how that culture is, like boys get a lot more deference and you have better opportunities as a boy. So a lot of parents were fighting to get a boy whenever they're having a child, and whenever they have a girl, because you can only limit, I think the limit was two or one sometimes.
Two kids.
Yeah, and you get a girl the first round and you're like,
I think it might have been one child per household, I think.
And it was honey, like, don't exist. We never had a baby. On to the next one.
What's that crying? I don't know. I didn't hear anything. The TV. The baby girl.
I think they was handing out abortions too.
Not the baby
girl.
But
they've removed those policies because honestly, it wasn't a smart policy because it led to a over male saturation where there's more men than women.
Wow.
And
if you have more men than you have women, you have less people having babies. And when your population ages,
that's what I'm saying. That's what,
then you really don't have any babies.
I think that's what was happening there as well as Japan.
I am certain. But let's talk about the Supreme Court. Despite the fact that I disagree with the rule of law violating federal law, the federal court seems to be taking action, and I anticipate that it's going to go up. So, listeners, it's not that the Supreme Court said, yep, Texas can deport them. That's not what the Supreme Court said. The Supreme Court said, we'll wait our turn. Stop trying to circumvent your courts in your state to come up to the Supreme Court, to ask the Supreme Court to stay something instead of allowing it to go through the process in your jurisdiction. So Fifth Circuit, do your job.
So the Supreme Court did their job.
No, let me tell you what created this problem for the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. All this Trump stuff that you fast tracking to here when you would normally have to go through all the procedures in the state first before you got there. Well, and a lot of times, you don't, like Supreme Court gets maybe thousands of applications and accept 100.
So you are you talking about the Colorado case?
No. I'm talking about the Supreme Court is setting a precedent. Because remember, when you used to talk about stuff getting to the Supreme Court, it was years before something would get up to the Supreme Court. And not only that, the writ would not be granted. Like, your application wouldn't even be granted. Like, to get to them, you could crash in a plane faster than you could get to the Supreme Court.
But okay? Don't you think that the Trump stuff should be expedited?
No, I am saying they're creating this pattern.
Oh, so it's not that, like you're saying that it shouldn't happen for the Trump.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you getting mad? Because they're coming to you. You're the reason that they're coming to you because you keep accepting. Matter. Yeah, it's urgent. They're saying you got them getting ready to do federal stuff, and they shouldn't be doing it. So you could have stayed it. You could have said, we'll stay it. Once they make a final ruling as to whether it's legal or not, then we'll come back. You can come back.
Don't you have to file for a stay?
They did. And what the Supreme Court said.
So I see what's happening here. They're complaining about the problem they caused.
Correct.
So it's like a situation where we're giving out free candy.
Then you say, why is everybody coming over here asking for candy?
Asking for free candy up here.
Stop asking for candy.
No, I get
you're like, hey, you but invited them to come for candy. They saw you give out candy. But so when you gave out candy.
But certain cases have to be. I just feel like with all this Trump stuff, they have to like go ahead and, I mean, because it's an election year. Like, if it wasn't an election year, it would be
different. They don't have to do nothing. And that's what's frustrating some of the people who knew.
So then he'll get elected.
No, but there were people.
Haven't been to charges.
There were people that had situations.
Like for example, there's another case coming that they have to hear that probably jumped like 10 other cases.
10? You mean thousands of cases.
Thousands of cases. But the part about, can he shoot somebody in the.
No, but this is my point. Is if you're not hearing cases on fast track, you should not be hearing cases on fast track. You have situations where people are even facing the death penalty. Like, this man's gonna die. They're going to keep sticking him with a needle, and we need you to rule on it because we think the evidence was bad and we've gone as far as we can go, and we need you to hear it. That fast track. No, that. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
We have Goodbye. More important things to do.
We have very important things to do, like to determine. Let me tell you something. I was sworn for the Supreme Court. I was shocked. They were hearing cases about Native American land that was taken.
In 1947.
I shook my head. I said, what? Did I hear that right? Yes. I was there to be sworn to practice before the Supreme Court, listeners. And we were sitting there waiting for the honor to be called and to be sworn.
This is Georgia's.
No, in D.C.
In D.C.
The United States Supreme. You don't know my certificate
favorite,
is on
the wall.
What's
your favorite, your justice?
Justice Thomas. Justice Jackson. Thomas. Yeah, Justice Thomas. Thomas is your favorite. Spoke to our group and had a nice little meet and greet with him personally in an intimate little circle and whatever. And
Was he, not necessarily impressive, but was he like, with, like, if you didn't like his politics, like, if you...
I'm what, eccentric?
If you take away his politics, how was he as just a person?
Okay, so if you're speaking to him, he sounds normal. Okay? He sounds normal. Uh-huh. He addressed the group in a normal manner. And if you were to interact with him and not read his opinions... You would say, wow,
he's a cool person.
This is a cool person.
This is a really eccentric person that I wish wasn't in the position really of power eccentric. He was.
You know, this is fantastic. He was expressing to our group that most of the times by the time a case gets to the Supreme Court, that they pretty much know what they're going to do. And I interpreted his statement to mean that we've seen so much by then. The box came. It was delivered. We've reviewed it. When we decided we were going to let you come up, we didn't give you a brief deadline until we've actually looked at the documents, reviewed the documents, had our law clerk research the documents, and then we're going to make a decision.
But that's not what he meant at all. That's not what he meant at all. He's already decided before he read anything.
That's what I felt. I was trying to be nice and say, well, maybe he meant because
so
I've...
So unless you come with an argument that... is
I mean, it's got to be so compelling that it wasn't even in your writing, and you created it on the fly because
but
one
it's
of the
close
just
enough to the
no argument. One of the justices asked you something, and you kind of on the fly.
The only way you can make a justice change their mind is to make them think that if they do whatever they're going to do, they're going to look like an idiot. You got to make them look stupid.
Nobody wants to look foolish, but he did say that there was only one time in his entire time on the bench that an attorney who made oral argument changed his ruling.
Did he tell you what it was?
He didn't tell us what it was. He said it only happened once, period.
Did you ask him?
Nope.
Did you want to know?
Nope. Because once I realized that, you know, when you talk about getting an opportunity to argue before the Supreme Court, do you know how much work a lawyer has put in to get that far to make an argument
for them to already
have for you to already have your mind made up? I'm done. I'm spent. I've had the pleasure of arguing before the Supreme Court of Georgia, and I found the experience to not to be what it was chalked up to be. I found that the interruptions were great, and the questions didn't match.
The greatness.
The great.
Like, if you just stop talking.
The interruptions was a lot. And I don't know if they do it on purpose to throw you off your game.
But what would be the purpose? Like, why would you even do
that? Why you allow me to argue if you're not going to listen? Right. You know, and the kind of work that goes into it, you know, everybody is looking at the documents. Did we write it right? Did it put the brief? You know, I even had an amicus, meaning the Georgia Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, they filed an amicus, and they were like, we support her. We think she should win. It's a fantastic argument. Nobody thought about
it. This is the one about the drunk driving thing.
The DUI.
Right?
Yeah. The DUI. And it was like, wow, all of this for 20 minutes. Because they put you on a time clock. Mm-hmm. They are serious about the issues they tell you to talk about. And they limit you by order. Do not address anything other than this. And they give you this narrow argument that you're coming to make, And then they ask you questions about everything else that was
except for what was in that narrative. Except for what they told you
to be prepared.
And that's how I know it's just a beauty pageant at that point.
Is that what it was?
How can you make a valid argument in less than 20 minutes?
That is true.
To try to convince somebody when trying to convince something that
is probably 3 years in the making.
Been
to every court.
When it takes months to try to convince somebody else, like a normal person, to change their opinion.
Look how long I've been trying to convince you. It's still not working.
You're still trying to convince me to vote for Joe Biden. It's still not working.
It's still not working.
Can we drink to that? Inside joke, y'all. I don't know. We got some more comments.
Yeah, you do. You got your commenter. Thomas doesn't even come off as intelligent. He is not very articulate, in my opinion.
Not in his writings. You are correct.
So does.
But in person, though, remember, some people talk better than they write.
Yeah.
So the listener is correct.
Better than I speak.
No, some people can speak properly.
Yeah.
But when it comes to writing.
I mean, but Thomas is usually wrong.
No, no, I didn't say his ideology is not off base.
It's hard to write good when your ideology sucks.
Sotomayor, how do you pronounce her name?
Sotomayor.
When she was speaking during oral arguments, I was just like, huh?
But she can write.
Maybe.
That's my point.
But I was like, oh.
You speak. Because when you're speaking,
it's
you understand?
Off the top.
Yeah. It's just about
putting surface words into
surface
sentences.
Stuff. You can make a sentence. You made it all the way through law school. You passed the bar exam. You can make a sentence.
Right.
So in the setting that we were interacting with him,
Roberts can write?
I think his writings are decent.
Do you think Alito can write?
No.
Is there any conservative, your boy, you know your favorite one, Kavanaugh, Mr.
I love beer!
Do you think he can write?
I just love beer so much.
Not better than Roberts.
You know who I was kind of impressed with? I don't know, that means nothing to you. the newest one, the white woman that they put on the court.
The one with all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when I listened to her,
you're talking about her oral argument?
Yeah.
Okay. Her questioning.
Her thought process. I was like, she's on to something. Just like Ketanji.
I don't trust most of those justices.
Hey.
Ketanji.
Because what was it? My most hated justice of all time will forever be Justice Black.
Oh, okay.
You don't know Justice Black, but Justice Black would not like you.
Well, you know who else I like?
Because of his name, Black.
No.
What's the other?
His name is Black.
He was white.
But the name is Black.
It's three Democrats. What's the other one?
I thought it was a 5-4.
There was a new Black woman.
There's not a 5-4?
Ketanji. It's Sotomayor. And then it's like another one. Like Kagan or something.
I have no clue.
I know who you're talking about. It's a white dude.
It's a white woman.
Good luck to them. I don't follow them because my experiences have...
Honestly, when you think about it, the judicial system is poorly thought through, honestly. Why would you have elders, a legion of elders that decide and rule over all the people? Because the Supreme Court has more power than a lot of people think.
It sounds like...
Yeah, they do.
It sounds like the way...
And they exercise it when they feel like it.
It sounds like the way Israelites set up their...
It sounds like the way Congress is set up.
It just sounds like it wasn't thought through. It's supposed to be like a balance of powers, but that one power has the ability to technically make a law and remove a law at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it starts at the lower court, though, right?
No, because the Supreme Court has the ultimate power to say the lower court.
They have the final say.
Right, but...
And once they say that's it. I remember in the counting of the votes, they stopped it.
Right, but at the lower court,
Bush v. Gore,
if you out there setting the precedents, you know what I'm saying?
No, but at lower court, you're not setting nothing. Remember, at lower court, you're supposed to be following the law that the legislators put in place.
Well, yeah, but
you are supposed to enforce
But that's
the
what
laws.
I'm saying, but do they...
You're
do?
Not supposed to misinterpret it.
But it has to be egregious.
Well, sometimes the Supreme Court, who has the final say, so will say it is egregious.
But if it shouldn't happen,
what I'm saying is that if they didn't follow the law, but it's not egregious, and it gets appealed, and they're like, oh, this is nothing.
That's what I said to you. They have the power, like the producer said.
Still setting the law.
And they exercise it when they feel like it.
No.
And in circumstances that they like.
Listen to the lower level aspect, though, right? So the judge did something egregious, right? You go to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals is like, meh, it's not egregious enough, and send it back down.
No, if the Court of Appeals doesn't give you what you're looking for, you still have one more level.
Remember, you go to the Supreme Court.
Right, so you go to the Supreme Court, and they're like, we don't think it's that big of a deal.
And depending on what the issue is with the Supreme Court of the state, you can ask to go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay. And so, not everything, none of just certain things. If none of those people, well, let's say this. If the Supreme, I'm not talking about like egregious like that. I'm talking about like little, you know, things that are just devastating for the
problem defense. You have with egregious sometimes, it's no matter so how egregious, no matter how egregious it is, the litigant can't afford it. Mm. So
hence the lower court is setting laws.
No, they're not setting laws.
They're not setting laws.
They're just not enforcing laws.
Because remember, the Supreme Court has the final say in interpreting the Constitution.
No, I get everything that you guys are saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, at the end of the day,
no, they're not setting laws. They're violating laws. They're, based on the circumstances
right,
you're giving,
it
would be a
laws.
Violation of the law now, because the law says you're supposed to do this and you're not.
But they're violating laws that are still being with. Uphold it though.
No, you're not upholding it. To uphold the law as a judge is to follow what the law says you're supposed to do. Violating law, which is why I'm going up on appeal, is because you're not following what the law
right,
says.
Right, but if the appeal court says, oh, it's not egregious enough, the judge didn't do it, it's all right.
Yeah, you
I can
still
see
have the chance
way.
To go to the Supreme
and then
Court.
And then go to the state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not egregious enough. I can see why they went this way. I mean, the trial judge, maybe he was a little off, but he didn't err enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it goes to the Supreme Court of the land, and they're like, we're not even looking at this.
Yeah, because usually...
That's how it works.
So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, their mishandling of the law is still upholding a law that they created on the lower court.
Not really. I would say it's more like...
The reason why I say that is because one of the reasons...
You ran out of gas.
One of the reasons why... One of the things you told me was like, if anything, make sure you're voting for the right DAs and the right judges, because that's where the power is.
It really is. Legislation too. Because you want people not passing the dumb laws in the first place to now have to go before the judge, to have to worry about the judge following the dumb law. And now the judge is like, I don't agree with the dumb law, but my job is to follow the dumb law. So I'm just going to have to follow the dumb law. Mm-hmm. And now you're stuck with law that doesn't make any sense or is not practical or... shouldn't have been passed in the first place.
Oh,
so if you want the real power, I'm talking about the real power.
You gotta be on the Supreme Court.
Legislation. Nope. Legislation.
But the Supreme Court would be like, nah, y'all wrong. We ain't.
Remember, statutory rule of law, it's as long as it don't run amok of something constitutional, you good.
You can pretty much do what you want.
Hey, you good.
It's so many laws that they would even have to go over. That's why there's so many laws on the books like that you would see in Georgia
that they're
like,
not enforcing.
That
but
like,
they're still
wait,
legal.
What? Mm.
I can't be on the pigs on Tuesdays on the right hand side of the road. You're like,
I can't. I can't drive
out with your pig, and the police brought up on you like, what you got these? Pigs
hey,
out here
and
for?
You say, because I can.
Because what?
I'm walking my pigs. He said, not on the right
not
side of the road.
Tuesdays. Not on Tuesdays, on the right side of the road, you not. Here go your ticket.
Exactly. So
you're making.
Those laws are very easily made. And remember, to be a person that makes laws, you don't need any education.
Nope.
You just need to be.
Don't have to have a law degree.
You don't even know. You don't even need to know how to write.
I want to be senator, and I'm going to run. And these people are going to vote for me. Because. They don't really know who I am.
No, I mean, you just got to be... It's a popularity contest.
Yeah, and these days, it's a crazy contest. You just got to say
crazy.
Who
can be more crazy?
If you say crazy, I vote. Crazy.
That's why Kim won the first time, because he tried to out-crazy all the crazy.
And he did, and won with the crazy. He took out the gun on that teenager, and everybody went crazy about that commercial, and he won.
He won.
And then he said, I will never do that again.
I'll never do that again.
The second time he was normal.
He said, that's irresponsible.
He had to be. He went very moderate. He
yes,
went very moderate.
He did. He came down from that smoke. He said, that's too high.
He said, that was a little.
You think he'll run for president?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Mm-mm. He's been on the guard for too long. Will you get your freedom back after you've been in a position of authority where your safety and your family's safety and your risk. You understand what I'm saying? When you get that freedom
except
back.
If you're Trump, because you're crazy.
No, except if you're. That's true.
Because you lost and then you. Is this the first time in history that somebody lost and then they try to run again the next. They won 1 year, they lost, and then they try to run again?
I don't think it's the first one.
No,
first no, one? No, no, okay. No. He's not first. He's the first one asking for a bloodbath.
The odds are against him because of this. Because it's usually like somebody, like it's very rare. I think only one president had like in between terms where like they won, then they lost, then they won again.
Yeah.
Like usually most presidents, they have back to backs and that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you one and done.
No, you get two terms.
You get one and done.
One and done, or
you get two back to back.
Correct.
But there was like one president.
Because Daddy Bush did one, and he was done.
Yeah.
And then Son Bush.
One and got put out.
Yeah. One and get put out, or one and done. Sometimes it's like the stress of being.
Hey, he said, I can't do it. And sometimes it's the family. Sometimes I think it's your spouse going, I can't do that twice.
Because honestly, like people who want to be president should not be president. And the people that should be president don't want to be president.
That's correct.
That's why I don't believe that there's not a righteous woman who would want to be president.
Okay, so I'm gonna move on from that righteousness.
Are you running for president?
Let me run from that stupid topic because I disagree with that statement, listeners. And if I were to go into it, it would keep y'all awake tonight.
Are you running?
And I don't want to keep my listeners up because their doctors say they're supposed to turn the phone off an hour before they go to sleep.
Are you running? Are you running?
Second of six former Mississippi officers sentenced to more than 17 years for torture of two black men. We have to talk about this. Listeners, what are we talking about? Mississippi, how are you going to drink to that kind of story? You should be shedding tears.
I'm pouring out a little liquor for my dead homies.
Oh, my word.
By pouring out, you mean pouring it into your mouth? All right, that's good.
This is pouring out, pouring out the bottle or the glass. All right, listeners, what are we talking about? There were six former Mississippi officers that were sentenced to, but I take that back. Two have pled guilty and others are expected to plead guilty. But the two that have pled guilty are sentenced to 17 years for brutalizing two black men based on their race. One of them even shot in the mouth one of the black victims, and thank God he survived.
Mm.
He did not die. And I want to know what's going on in Mississippi. Do you need to know what's going on?
Is that the same
Mississippi burning?
Is that
the same state where they were burying like bodies?
Yeah. Yes,
it's probably the same people
of things that like police ran somebody over by accident, and then they like
and found bodies at the prison
and just like buried them in unmarked
graves.
Yes.
Oh, they gave him a number. Because remember, the lady was looking for her son, and they finally gave her a number and told her that she had to pay for them to
tell her where the body is,
or to move him to somewhere or something to get him a better grave.
That's a sad story, listeners, and I think they should have gotten more time. I don't know what statute
Mississippi have the death penalty?
No, but where's the RICO? Is that not RICO? I'm sorry. If Fonny's you rap,
Fonny's not over there.
Well, Fonny need to go to Mississippi.
She
and
need
help
to do something because she.
I'm gonna need.
Oh,
Fonny.
We didn't even talk about that.
The ruling,
right?
Yeah. Speaking of Fonny, we're gonna get to that, listeners. But this Mississippi thing,
I can't believe
Fonny
we didn't
need
think
to
about
go
that.
Fix that. She got a ruling from Judge McAfee, and he gave her a split decision. I think it was a fair decision. Kudos to you, Judge McAfee. I like you. Put your hands together. In fact, somebody's running against him.
Mm.
And Donald Trump says he wants to appeal the decision that he made. Although he said Wade has to go or Fonny has to go. And Fonny says Wade will go. And Trump says, well, I'm going to appeal him. Because I really don't want Wade to go.
Because he didn't like, right. He liked it. He liked it at first until she said, I'll leave. or he'll leave because he knows
she stays prosecutor. You know, I kept saying people are like, what do you think he's gonna do? I said he cannot remove her, no matter how salacious.
Because nobody's gonna take that case.
No, but no matter how sexy that stuff was, you have to prove, right? You have to prove that the
acts. The judge. I thought I knew that she would have. Well, I was talking about the ruling. She would have had to.
No, but to be honest with you, I said here on Diva Court, listeners, go look at the episodes. What she should have done is get rid of him. Get rid of him. I know she don't want to look weak, and she probably waited until Judge that McAfee pride. Made a decision. But sometimes you got to put your pride That's aside. That pride. You have to come out and you have to say, you know what? Since it's such a controversy, since it's such a big deal, I have decided that he will step down. Mm-hmm. The man stepped down the day after the ruling. So evidently he don't have a problem with leaving the case.
Well,
he didn't fight to stay on it. He didn't appeal the decision. Well, he didn't try to appeal the decision.
The thing is that she couldn't step down because...
No, my point is...
If she would have stepped down... Like, here's my question for you.
She would have to choose Wade over her job.
Right.
And who does that? After the citizens have elected you.
No. My thing is that if she would have stepped down... I'm asking you this question. If she would have stepped down, would the case still have been in Fulton County?
It could have stayed in Fulton. Because remember, you can bring in special prosecutors. That's what people get confused. They're like, you could have still had the same... 90% that didn't vote for Trump be in your jury.
So she would have had to step away and then found another special prosecutor to prosecute.
Yeah, they would assign a special prosecutor to the case. Then his next argument would be, I want venue to move. Because remember, even though you change the prosecutor, you don't have to change venue.
Right.
You can keep the prosecutor and in the same venue.
Nobody wants that case.
He don't want the venue to be in Fulton.
Even the listeners agree that the ruling was brilliant.
I love the ruling.
It was a Solomon ruling.
Let me tell you something. It was an excellent ruling. That man thought it through. He listened to the evidence. He realized, you know what? There is an appearance of impropriety. Mm-hmm. And if there's an appearance of it, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. You got to go, sir. You got to go. Madam, we don't believe that you got into that relationship to come up and conspire with an opportunity to make money because it was $300,000. It was split amongst three attorneys.
The listeners also bring up a good point that it would probably be political suicide for the judge to rule against Fani in Fulton County.
I think so, too, because remember, 90% of the Fulton County voters did not vote for Trump. They voted for Biden. 99% of the voters voted for Biden. So you got to know your jurisdiction. You got to know your audience. So I think he did the right thing.
That was a good comment, listener.
Excellent. Excellent comment. Mm-hmm. But I think what he did was he said, look, the appearance of impropriety is what we have here.
You can't be looking like you laying it low and spreading it wide.
But the relationship is over. So what he's saying is you made some bad choices. And he jumped on her in that ruling. I mean,
with your bad attitude.
He slapped her and he was like, you made bad choices, okay? Yes. And you're in this situation because of your choices, not because of anybody else's choices. He also found that she made some racial comment that her racial comment, I don't know what racial
comment. A racial comment.
Yeah, I think she gave a speech at the Martin Luther King commemorative service that happens every year around Martin Luther King's birthday while the case was pending. And she was like, yeah, the first time I pick, if I pick the white man, it's not an issue. The first time I pick a black man, now everybody got a problem or something like that. There's some comment that was made at the service. Mm-hmm. And I think his ruling was addressing that.
Your mouth is just, shut your mouth. Put a muzzle on that
point
nigga.
Is this. That's look, what she was if saying. I make a bad decision, I'm going to own the bad decision. I'm not going to further the bad decision with further bad decisions. I'm going to shut the bad decisions down.
Oh, so she's talking about if I would have picked the white guy.
Nobody would have had a problem. Nobody would have had a problem.
Well, you wouldn't have been dating the white guy.
No, but you could have been dating him and it wouldn't have been a problem. Okay.
No, it would have been a problem. It would have been a real big problem because they don't like interracial dating.
Dating the white guy could get you vice presidentship, okay?
Oh, so that relax. Was a dig at Kamala.
Relax.
Was that a dig at Kamala?
Relax. Okay, she's making good decisions. She knows how to get to the top.
She slept her way up to the top.
Hey, and she married her way to the top. That's good. Kudos for you, ma'am. But my point is, Judge McAfee did a good job because he wrote a 40-some page ruling, so he gave you enough paper. He analyzed it to the T and he said, you failed to prove that you suffered any harm. And the appearance of impropriety, he goes or she goes. Mm-hmm. That's it. So she chose between, am I going to do my job, which the voters elect me to do? just prosecute crimes that occurred in Fulton County, or am I going to stick with a relationship? That's a no-brainer, because she had already testified the relationship was over with, based on his position that a woman can do nothing for him but make him a sandwich, assuming arguendo that was true.
Where is Fonny's publicist?
Who?
Yeah, where is she?
She need a muscle.
A publicist?
A publicist.
She need a muscle. A publicist.
A speechwriter.
She need a man.
Something.
A publicist.
She need a man to keep telling her to keep her mouth shut and go stand in the kitchen.
A man can't tell her to keep his mouth. Keep her
obviously
mouth.
Not. Cause she
not on Diva Court, he can't.
He can't. She keep running her mouth.
She can run her mouth, but she got to run it properly.
She ain't running it properly because she ain't no right. Man.
Get some people to practice you in front of the mirror.
You better get you a man because you don't know how to shut the...
No, but let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is you bring your life's experiences to the table. Mm-hmm. And you bring them
to
certain...
Are you calling her a hood rat?
Nope, I'm just saying. You bring your life experiences to the table. And if you bring certain life experiences to the table and you are not taught what table you are at, then you will bring... the wrong thing.
So what she's trying to say is fish don't fry in the kitchen.
And beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying to get up that hill.
No, she was just frying fish in the kitchen when she should have been frying it outside.
Yeah, you don't fry the fish in the kitchen.
Or you don't fry somebody else's fish.
Yes. Don't do it. Don't do it. So
I said it before.
No, but I said it before.
Man belonged to another woman.
No, that relationship was over before she.
Let the joke roll. Let the joke.
The joke has got to roll.
Explain the joke.
You was frying the fish.
When you got to explain the joke,
you laughed. So I don't know. That was laughing at the laugh.
Laughing at the fact that you're trying to explain the joke.
It's not a joke if you got to explain it.
No, no. It's an equation at that point.
Frying somebody else's fish.
That is not true. She was frying her own fish. And then she decided to fry it in public, which is not right.
You
fry your fish in private.
If you smell like fish after you fry it, it might be something's wrong.
Your position was...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
If you smell like fish after you fry it, you got to clean yourself
up. Done with you. I'm done with you.
The whole example, it was trying to explain that there's a place, there's a time and place for some things.
And this is not the time.
First of all...
And this was not the place.
Anytime you start off... On the stand, wrong.
No, when he said, "Okay, so this a lie, and this a lie, and this is a lie."
It's like,
first of all,
this is a lie. No, we're gonna get it straight in here. This is a lie.
So time and place.
Time and place. Time and place. That's the kitchen table. That's what Michelle Obama calls it. The kitchen table is the table where you
fry that fish outside. Kitchen table. Fry that fish outside.
Kitchen table. Get back to code switching. Yeah. If you smell like fish when you come out the kitchen, mm-mm, something ain't right.
You can smell like fish, but you can't act like it.
Be flopping and floundering.
Yeah, you can't be flopping and floundering on the
floppin' spot. Flopping and floundering.
All right, listeners. Fantasia got an award.
It's a long show.
NAACP. Are you bored yet?
No.
Am I boring you?
No, not boring.
You still got drinks left? You just going to keep drinking? We can drink the Fantasia.
Hey,
NAACP Award. See, Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture. I love Fantasia. I love Fantasia. And let me tell you why I love Fantasia. She has overcome a lot of obstacles. If you hear her acceptance speech, which she never wrote because she didn't think she was going to win, and that was heartfelt.
It sounded like she didn't write it.
No, she did not write it.
It sounded like
And she said she did not write it. And she spoke from the heart. And I love it. I love it. It
she
was heartfelt. It was fantastic. She talked about her mom as a queen. Anytime you can honor your mom as a queen. And she witnessed her mom go through things, and she said, God, God, and more God. Kudos to you, Fantasia. Congratulations on your NAACP Image Award. Keep up the good work and fight, fight, fight again. That's this episode.
Oh, so I can't say nothing about it.
Oh, I thought you said you were done. You just wanted to drink and leave. Go ahead, Co-Diva.
Congratulations, Manny. I mean, is this our first double? Fanny. Fantasia.
Oh, I was going to say, you congratulating Fanny?
No. Fanny needs no congratulations.
You know some people say Fanny, although her name is Fanny. They do.
Well, you know what? I have been accused.
It's too close to Fanny.
I have been accused of calling
people a Fanny.
Kamala, Kamala.
You have. You've called Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamalama.
Kamala. And you've Kamala. Called her Kamala.
And Kamala.
So now you call her Fantasia Fanny? Well,
she's forever in the history books now, so.
I thought they call her Tay-Tay.
I don't know what they call her.
I think you should give her something else other than.
Congratulations.
Fanny.
You don't like Fanny?
I don't like Fanny. Sounds like butt.
Sounds like Manny.
We want to congratulate our Fantasia Burrito. Oh, she got a new name. She got a new name. She got married.
Did she?
She has additional children. She's doing well. She's thriving.
Thriving.
No longer surviving. But we're going to close the show here on Diva Court. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for staying up and watching. We hope you had your entertainment before you get your good night cap. And as we say here on Diva Court when we close the show, we'll drink to that. Look for our episodes every week. Find us on Spotify. Apple Podcasts.
Apple.
Oh, we had a little extra apple there. And Google Podcasts. Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday when we push them real good.
Real good.
Today was Aqua Day.
Aquamarine.
Mermaid.
Aquamarine.
Good night, everybody.
And to all a good night.
Are you going to Christmas now?
No, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, I forgot. You swing like the wind. Sway like the leaves.
I'm getting closer to Christ.
I mean, that's a cheap way of doing it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good on you. Saving some money.
Cheapskate.
Saving some money.
That's
like
what she told the kids.
No. We don't celebrate Christmas.
I'm paying for other stuff that they like.
Oh, okay.
You see that?
Wonderful. You're not listening. You are hard.
We canceling Christmas. But don't worry. You'll get your dividends.
They shoot.
She's a gremlin.
You'll get your dividends.
They'll be fine.
You have birthdays, right? Never mind. We cancel that, too.
She's going to cancel that in a minute.
Cancel birthdays, too.
Y'all don't have birthdays.
I'll let them slide on birthdays. But after the youngest one is over 18, no more birthdays.
We don't have birthdays.
No more birthdays.
No birthdays.
They're going to move out right when you say that.
Hey, let me tell you something. The bigger ones will be gone before the little one turns 18.
They're going to be like, no birthdays?
Then she's going to say, y'all coming over? No, we're not coming over.
Let me tell you something.
Because we celebrate Christmas.
I didn't have no birthdays after my mom moved to Alabama, so they'll be fine.
I mean, it's Alabama. You never want to
celebrate. Nothing,
ain't nothing to celebrate there.
Ain't nothing good coming out of Alabama other than I-20.
Ain't nothing there to celebrate. Let's just make
they don't
sure.
have a Mississippi issue.
They just covering their Mississippi issues. They're not prosecuting their cops. They congratulating them.
They're Alabama the toilet paper peaceful. On the shit.
When you go to Alabama, isn't it like calm?
It's depressing. It's very calm.
It's calm. It's not
calm.
Depressing. It's like
it's depressing.
If it was by some water, it would give like.
How about it's by some water?
It's not by.
It literally is.
It is by
I'm not,
water.
No, I'm talking about the places I go. It's very loud.
But it is by water though.
You talking about the Gulf? Like
no,
you're talking about by Mobile.
The river
I'm
that,
not talking about Mobile. I'm talking about like.
There's a river that you cross over from Georgia.
No. I'm not talking about. A river. Sure. I'm talking about like, you know, ocean.
They have a beach.
They do.
Yeah, in Mobile.
They have an ocean.
Mobile.
Yeah, they have ocean.
But not in Montgomery.
Yeah, why would you want?
Like, Montgomery is very peaceful. If they had a beach, like, oceanfront, I wouldn't mind moving there.
So you just want to call Mobile Montgomery? Is that what you want?
Right.
They why don't you just move to Montgomery?
Mobile. You want to rename Mobile
oh,
to Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, just change the name.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I've never been to Mobile before.
Maybe you should visit. You'd love it.
Have you been?
No. I'm lying.
Are we done?
I have been.
Finished?
I've been.
Is it nice?
I don't like nothing in Alabama other than I-20.
To get up out of there.
To get out. To leave. Thank you.
You like Mississippi?
No, ma'am.
Louisiana?
No, ma'am. I like the food.
The culture. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. I want to take my shoes off.
Clap us out.
Any more comments before we go?
They gave claps saying, y'all done. Thank you. About time.
Thank you for the comments. Hey,
they said good night, everybody. We got to drink to that.